listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And good evening to you. Welcome to Metaphysical Universe. My name is Doug Kelly. So good to have you. And I am, of course, here with Dr. Vicki Hunter. Hey, Vicki.
Good evening. Good evening. Happy solstice. I love it. My favorite.
Yes. Today, December 21st, 2011. And we welcome our live listeners as well as those who are listening to the archive. Of course, Metaphysical Universe is an educational aspect of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our goal is to not only empower the human spirit, but to explore spirituality and science and even the human spirit. So we're glad you're with us, of course. Reverend John Hightower is behind the scenes helping out tonight as well. Tonight is a very special night for us. It is the solstice, of course, and actually today is a special day for three reasons. One of them, Vicki, you mentioned, it's just the winter solstice, so we're going to be doing the rite of Sinusure Luna Prevailing in just a little bit. We're going to talk about that, but there's two other reasons why today is a special day. One of those reasons is it's my wife Tracy and I's 12th anniversary.
Happy anniversary. That's exciting.
Yep.
Wow.
And so here I am on the radio. So
anyway, we'll be cutting the show short for sure.
Yeah. No.
Happy anniversary, Doug.
Well, thanks. And, of course, 12 is Tracy's lucky number, so we'll have to remember that. Anyway, that's a special thing. But there's also another reason why today is special. Because we have exactly 1 year left to live.
Ooh, yes, of course.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so that's just kind of a lead-in for a show we're going to do the first week in January on 2012 and understanding it in perspective. Of course, we've talked
about it. I'm looking forward to that show.
Yeah.
I am.
So join us the first week in January for that. And, of course, tonight we're going to be talking about the winter solstice. This is a time where we just take a pause. We step, just stop what we're doing. You know, we think, we kind of regroup, we get it together, think about where we've been, where we're at, where we're going, that sort of thing. So we're going to talk about some of the points that are in our ceremony, which, again, is designed to just make us think, and that's it. So we'll talk about some things. Of course, we use a candle in our ceremony, so if you have a candle handy, why don't you grab it sometime in the next few minutes and you'll have it there and can join us in the ceremony. But one of the things this ceremony really highlights is connectedness. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden I have a problem with that word, connectedness. We're all connected. We're all connected. We're all from the same star stuff. We're all connected even on a quantum level. It's kind of an amazing thing, actually. Quantum entanglement, the universal consciousness, and so on and so forth. We're connected to, of course, our planet, our home planet, connected to each other in different ways.
The universe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big, wide universe. We're all connected.
Yeah. And we're obviously connected with whatever other life there is in this universe because, we're all from the same stuff. And that's really a fascinating thing. A lot of people are aware of it. We've talked about it before, but everything came, from the same stuff. And so on some level, in many very basic ways, we are all the same. Go ahead, Vicki, if you've got points you want to bring out. Otherwise, I'm just going to my thing.
The winter solstice is an interesting time for me. It's in my adult life, I have begun to resurrect. Like, this has been going on for a few decades now. Resurrect, to traditions that come from my mother's people. Because, you know, the old way is the predominant DNA is through the mother's side and the matriarch. And my mother's side of the family all the way back traces to the Upper Norgay Sami people. So I've done my best over the years to integrate some of the old traditions, because I think ritual is very important. I think that things that we integrate into our lives that are have significance become ritualistic and remind us all the time. You know, that's how we stay connected to all the people who have been here before us, who lay the foundation for us and for what comes after. And very significantly, I am in a neighboring province tonight. We have had our big dinner. Santa Claus came today. What a surprise, we were out and he came. Isn't that amazing?
I don't know how that happened.
Oh, wow. And then, of course, the technology. We got to Skype with my other daughter in Arizona. And it was just a fabulous time. And as I was telling my grandkids, I'm going to teach you all the stories. And we light a candle. And every year I build a pouch with mistletoe and hawthorn, which are these very strong protective properties. And it's a ritual. You put it in a white pouch, tie it with a red ribbon, and you put it above your door. And you take the old one down, it goes in, we burn it. And it's like saying goodbye to the past. So everything, even by metaphor, has a significance to yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And in Norse mythology, of course, there's loads of it, and I'm not going to go into it all now, but the mother Ysa is the mother of winter. And this is where everything is still stirring. It's quiet, sleep. You know, it's the longest night, but life is still there. And that gratitude that we have, and again, the hope. You know, and I always say that there's three really important words at this time of year, and that's faith, hope, and trust. And we do. We have inner faith, that internal. It's a very quiet place, very private. But we have hope. Hope is hope. And to me, it's an active energy. It's outside the self. So it comes from within, moves out, and it starts activity. And, of course, there are those things of the trust in the self. So, you know, we tell stories. We have lots of things to do. It's a very vibrant time. It's actually a very happy time. And, you know, as I was telling John prior to the show, that I have had little or nothing to do with Christmas Day for most of my adult life. You know, it's although, you know, when I was younger, a mom and trying to raise kids and trying to figure it out, well, how can I be true to me at the same time, you know, try to fit in with society and with the large, like everywhere you go, something's Christian. So, but that's where it's try to restore that as best as we can. So to me, if people really want to find rituals or traditions, it's like go to your ancestry. It's all there. And it doesn't mean we have to get hokey or foo-foo about it. It's where we come from, what's in our DNA that's connected with all of life prior, all of life to come. And to me, that's where the quantum physics comes in, because we're connected with all of universe. You know, everything is in this moment, in the quietest and yet most active time of the year. And by the way, I'll have you know that Ragnarok, which is the coming of the end, the change, the end of time, would be on the winter solstice. That has been in Norse mythology for as long as time itself. So that's another reason to talk about it for next year. Hey, Doug.
That's right. Yeah. Well.
So I would say to people, you know, at times like this, if you want to, the candle is the fire of life. That's what it represents, and the significance to the passion that we have inside. We all have that will and that passion. And so you light the fire. And so there's lots of other things that people can do to make them feel more connected to this time that connects everything in what I call the natural way. The solstice is the solstice is the solstice.
Is it the solstice?
Well, a rose by any other name is still a rose. So, you know, it's not about whether you're, you know, Christian or Jewish or anything else. There's a fact of astrology. There are facts of astronomy and the rotations and time. You know, it's a fact. And I prefer to work with things that are a little more tangible. So I can relate to it better. It's comfortable. So very special day.
Yep.
That and family, friends, people, I love it.
And if you're just joining us, we're going to be doing our Rite of Signature Luna Prevailing here in just a few minutes. Tonight's show is going to be a little bit of a shorter show. We're going to focus on what this rite, this ceremony is about, and then we're going to go through it. It takes a few minutes. And it's really, again, something to help us to just take a time out, stop, think about where we've been, where we're at, where we're going. You know, it's about responsibility. You know, it's about responsibility not only that we have in our life, but it's responsibility that we have as, I guess you could call it community responsibility, a responsibility of humanity, you know, to solve our problems, to prevail over these difficult things. And we can, because that's the nature of humanity.
Everything has a solution. Everything. Every problem we have has a solution.
There's always a solution, and we can just, you know, pluck it out of the air somehow. Of course, tonight is also a night to focus within, to accept ourselves for who we are, warts and all, you know, unconditionally. And if we have things we need to improve on, that's just fine, you know, but we need to start with self-acceptance. That's, of course, the first skill, the first trait of the life leadership paragon, self-acceptance, and followed by self-responsibility, which you just spoke about, but also respect for free will. And that means to do no harm and to do right for those in need and for us too, you know, to respect everybody's free will, everybody's right to be them. And we do that. We respect those things. And so, Vicki, as you said a moment ago, you know, there's a myriad of beliefs out there. You know, there are people
Absolutely.
With all kinds of things, fine, you know. And this season, the holiday season, has traditionally been that time of the year when everybody's nice to everybody, and generally speaking, you know, nicer, I should say. And that's, you've heard it before, you know, let's not make it just one season. Let's make it all year long.
Absolutely.
Make that a part of who you are. You know, the cheerful hellos, the cheerful thank yous, and all those types of things that we normally do, make it part of who you are, you know. And so when you take self-acceptance and self-responsibility and respect for free will and you combine them, you actually create a synergy. And synergy simply means that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. It you get something even bigger, and that's self-completeness. That's being complete within yourself, knowing who you are and why you are who you are. And this goes into, again, being a real live human being, remembering this time of year, but every time of year. We get so busy. It's one of the reasons for this ceremony. We get so busy.
You know, Kathy has mentioned a couple of things in the chat that I'd just like to share with our listeners and people who are not in the chat room or, you know, matter of fact, in the archives. She says, for those of us who don't have or know their ancestors, we have the wonderful opportunity to begin traditions that we can pass on to future generations. And that's absolutely true. You know, and just do what feels good, makes sense, that's good and kind, and you know, do right, and, you know, do no harm, do right. Things that do not infringe on other people, but just start your own little family traditions. And, you know, then Kathy added here, once is a happening, twice is a coincidence, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Three times is a habit, but four times is a tradition. That's really good. I like that. So
mm-hmm. It is. And, you know,
worth sharing.
And we can create whatever traditions we want with our families and so forth. You know, I love the whole solstice thing on December 21st or 2nd. Actually, tomorrow is the official, it's on the 22nd. Today is kind of what, solstice eve?
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah.
And that changes each year, too. And, of course, it is the shortest day of the year. And so we have the longest night of the year. But it's interesting, you know, you talked about how you had not done the Christmas thing most of your adult life, right?
No, haven't done it.
I have not done the Christmas thing most of my life because when,
yeah.
You know, the religion I was raised in didn't celebrate Christmas, and so I was always the odd duck out. And so we have been for the last several years. And my wife Tracy just, you know, she loves that time of year because she was never able to do it either. And so she's got her tree. It's beautiful. She does her, you know, she loves the decorating. She loves the, you know, lights in the yard, the inflatables in the yard. I mean, she, you know, she does it because she can.
It's magical.
It is.
It's a very magical time. And if you, you know, if we all really stop to take a breath and think about it, you know, the longest night is the one we light up. And we light it up through any number of measures. And if it's lights on your house and candles and trees and, you know, it's a wonderfully energetic time to express. These to me are artistic expressions. They are not Christian. Hello, everybody. You know, don't get me started on the Christian thing, but I think it's a wonderful time for people to light it up. It's magical. It makes us feel good and hopeful and loving and celebratory. You know, it's, is that a word? Celebratory? Yes.
Celebratory, yeah.
Celebratory, yeah.
Which, and one of them.
So it's exciting. I think it's great that Tracy does that. You know, my children do it. I didn't do it this year because I'm not at home. But I was put on notice that next year it is my turn because everybody's coming to my house.
So
there'll be a tree and we light it up. And I do my best to decorate because it is fun, you know. I think that we have to remember we are celebrating life and all these expressions are great. The problem that I have is with all the Christmas songs.
Some of them.
Yeah, you know, it's the ones that say, you know, away in a manger.
Refer to the Christian aspects, of course.
Yeah.
You know, and but there's a lot of Christmas songs that don't necessarily. And
Jingle Bells.
Yeah, that's
here comes Santa Claus. I love Santa Claus. I love Harry Potter. I love them all. But again, these are the magical elements. I think it's great that you and Tracy have this, and Tracy especially. You know, I keep waiting for you to send me pictures, Doug.
Oh yeah, well you've been out of town, you know, so
that's true.
Your fault, not mine. Just kidding. All right, so good points here. So make your traditions. Another aspect of this time, this ceremony, this solstice that we can kind of view it as is a time of reconciliation, if you will, or balancing, equilibrium, you know, equalizing things, recalibration, balancing. You know, again, it comes back to realigning our thoughts. Where have we been over this past year? What have we done?
That's a big one.
It is. Are we anywhere different today than we were 1 year ago? And will we, in fact, die 1 year from today? I'm just kidding. That just threw that in.
We're going to talk about that next week, aren't we?
Yeah. So what have you done different this year? How are you different this year, this day, from 1 year ago? Those are great checks. And, you know, if you say, gee, I'm in the same spot I was a year ago, no shame here, no judgment here. Just what are you going to do next year, over the coming year? Now, a lot of people have their New Year's resolutions. A lot of times they just fall by the wayside. But where do you want to be in a year, in 6 months? Think about that. Do you want to learn more? You know, and I'm going to do a shameless plug, which is really not a shameless plug. But if you want to learn about metaphysics and life skills and get your degree, go to metaphysicsinstitute.org and enroll.
My life has not been the same.
Yeah, there's a lot of differences.
Awesome.
I mean, a year ago, I didn't know you. You didn't know
this
me.
This is true.
And so a lot has changed in a year. You know, the school has grown a lot in the last year. This program kind of started up again this year. You know, a lot has changed, you know. And so think about where you are at and where you want to go.
See, I'm very hopeful for next year. I know about all the doomsdayers, but I am very excited about what we're going to talk about in our next couple of shows. Next week will be about reflection and projection. And then first week of January, and that Wednesday, we're going to talk about what people are discussing with relevance to 2012 and what we can expect for the coming year. I have a very positive take on all this, and I know you do too, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited. We're going to acknowledge what everybody's talking about, mm-hmm. but I'm pumped. I'm very excited. I know that there's a lot of challenge for people. And it's bound to happen. The whole world is in a shift, but it's what we do with that. The opportunity, you know, when we are having these challenges is extraordinary. So I'm pumped.
It's about a consciousness shift. And, of course, we go through consciousness shifts as a planet all the time. But that also brings us back to what tonight's ceremony is about, positive consciousness, you know, inside of us, you know, having and harboring that positive consciousness, that deliberate intent in a positive way out into the universe, out into the world.
Power of a thought. We're going to talk about that next week, too.
Yeah, power. And the power of all these thoughts creates that synergy whereby positive changes can happen, you know, being grateful for where we're at. You know, it's been a tough few years economically for the entire world. That's just a given. We all know that. Some people have suffered far more than others, but whatever amount that's affected you, could it be worse? Yeah, almost always it could be worse. So we have to find some gratitude. We have to find something to be thankful for, and we can usually find those, if not always, find those things to be grateful for. It may not be what we want. We may not be where we want. You know, I'm not exactly where I want, but man, am I grateful because I'm 99% there.
Well, we're all very ingenious when we have to be. And I really believe that without challenge, we wouldn't realize just how darn clever we can be. Because we can be. You know, a lot of the time, look, there are times when we learn how to be humble and learn humility, and we understand about confronting our own fears. And I see them as challenges for the self and the evolution of self. And that goes right back to that self-acceptance. And what am I made of? What's in this embodiment that I can challenge myself in? Is there suffering? You bet. And I think this is the thing that most people are raised to believe, that there's a guarantee, a reward for every good deed. But you know what? Life just keeps going, and there'll always be a challenge. And it's supposed to be that way. We find our creativity there. I really believe that. That's our creativity.
And along with this deliberate intent that we want to demonstrate in a positive way, we also have to keep in mind our purpose. What's our purpose? What's the meaning of our life? You know, the meaning of our life and our purpose in life are two different things, interconnected. You know, our meaning remains constant. It's there. It's our core values. It's what we hold dear. Our purpose in life is how we essentially bring the meaning out. What do we do to show the meaning of our life? Many people will do many things: spiritual counseling, coaching, good works, you know, help out at the soup kitchen or whatever it happens to be, donate to charity, whatever it happens to be. But there's a lot of folks who are very aware of that. And that's one of the things we want to do, is create that awareness. What are you doing to fulfill your purpose? This is something that has dawned on me over the past few years. Everything has a purpose, right? And if you think about it through this lens, in this angle, it kind of makes sense. If you think about a light bulb, you know, in a room that's dark, a light bulb is not serving its purpose. It was meant to shine. It's serving its purpose when it's on. So think about everything else that you have. Look at the animals. They are doing their thing, serving their purpose, living their lives. You know, whatever they do, whatever the species is, they're doing their thing. They are fulfilling their purpose. What about us? What is our purpose, and are we fulfilling it? Have we been putting it off someday, you know, the old someday thing, only to find that someday, man, never comes. And life goes fast. It may not go so fast when you're younger, but when you get older, it's gone fast. and you can't waste those days. You can't think, wow, gee, I got a young family and I've got to, you know, work. And yeah, you do have to do that. But you can't just put everything off on the back burner forever. Make some strides, some steps in the direction of fulfilling your purpose. And of course, if you don't know what that is, the way you determine that is to answer the very simple question, which could be very tough to answer. And that question is, what do I call a good day?
I love it.
So
yep.
There's some good points there. So
well,
unless,
it's very exciting. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. I was just going to say, unless you've got some other points you'd like to bring out, we can start thinking about doing our ceremony.
Well, I'm happy to begin. Again, anybody who has a candle handy, get your matches or your lighter ready, have a candle, and remember that this is your passion, your life force, the light of your life. It's that other element. And so get ready, and I'm up for it, Doug.
Great. So the way that this works is we have a ceremony that is written out. It involves a candle, lighting of the candle. You'll be cued when to light it. And we will begin, and it takes, I don't know, 6-8 minutes to go through. So listen carefully and let some of these different points resonate throughout you. You know, think about everything we've been talking about, your life purpose, the world, positivity, positive consciousness, deliberate intent, self-completeness, those things. So, without any further ado, we will begin. With the lighting of the flame, we commence the rite of signature for Luna Prevailing. We invite all those who are able to now join us in lighting the ceremonial flame.
Through the universe of which I'm a part, beats the energy of life and into my heart. A flame of fire lights up my soul with will and desire for the world to know. The energy of life beats through my heart and through the universe of which I'm a part.
With the lighting of the flame, we symbolically transfer the fire of our spirit to a visual representation that we can see and feel. For in this way, we are reminded of the power of this fire, the power of our spirit, the fire of our passion to fulfill our unique and individual purpose, the passion of our spirit to do no harm and to do right, the never-ending light and warmth contained within us that honors the divine nature of all life and regards all sentient life as equal, having one common origin in the stuff of stars. We are one planet and one race with one ancestry and one destiny.
Connectedness.
The energy of our unfettered consciousness creates an expanded awareness of the profound connection that we have to one another, to all divine life, to Mother Earth, and to the universe. We pause in grateful acknowledgement of the universal consciousness that connects and unites us all. We take a moment of silence in honor, remembrance, and appreciation for the interdependent relationships we have with those closest to us and with all living things.
Responsibility.
We are connected to all things, and yet we are one. In each one of us lies the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately prevail in the face of any dilemma, to rise above any obstacle, to triumph over any challenge. We recognize the inherent responsibility we have as a race of adept beings to resolve the challenges before us and acknowledge that this is as it should be.
Self-completeness.
Signature is a light, a guide, a star. As the moon is the signature during this season of longer nights, we are attracted to and guided by the signature of the divinity within us. In our darkest hour, we are comforted and strengthened by the brilliant star imbued within our human spirit. As the flame before us is complete within itself and needs no other spark to sustain it, we too are complete within ourselves and need no other spark to sustain us. The synergy of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. We need nothing nor anyone outside ourselves, for the answers we seek already exist within us. Our flame, our star, our signature is within. We look there.
Equilibrium.
During the solstice season, we seek to reconcile the things unequal, to recalibrate the things unbalanced, to re-enter our consciousness and awareness and recenter it, to realign our thoughts with the fulfillment of our individual and unique purpose. We draw from the cycles, phases, and rhythms of the universe that continue in perfect harmony from time immemorial. We attune the cycles, phases, and rhythms inherent in our own inner universe that they may serve our highest good and that we may serve others for their highest good in the spirit of do no harm and do right. So the one, so the other, so our purpose, so our life. Equilibrium is renewed.
Positive consciousness.
In our innermost thoughts, in our heart of hearts, we strive toward positive consciousness, harboring ill will toward no form of life. So the energy within, so the energy without, so the one, so the many. We possess conscious awareness of the universal mind, the universal consciousness, the interconnectedness of all who are. Thus, synergy is created. We pause for a moment to send out positive energy to those in need. We recognize the power of gratitude and deliberate intent. For like attracts like, and the like that we positively intend is the like that we invite and the sum that we receive. We pause for a moment of silence to calibrate our intent, to send positive and deliberate intent out into the universe in harmony with our own unique purpose so that it may return to us in due time. As the fire of the flame burns before us, so too burns the flame of our passion for doing right and the fire in our soul to immerse all that is in the light of our positive intent and universal consciousness. May the fire of our essence burn brightly to the higher good of all who are.
The fires for life burn deeply within, joined with the universe. Creations begin, brightly shining, new thoughts akin, and so it is, the light within, and so it is.
With a quenching of the flame, we affirm the transference of its symbolic light, warmth, and energy to empower the spirit within us as a beacon of light, a signature shining brightly upon the world in the strength of do no harm and do right. We make it so, and so it is. The flame is transferred. This completes the rite of signature for Luna Prevailing. We thank you very much for joining us tonight in this ceremony. We would invite you to join us for our next ceremony on or about the spring equinox. That's going to be about March 20th of 2012. And we'll be doing the equinoctial equilibrium, the rite of.
You know, these are very special ceremonies for us all to connect our psyches, not only joining in the universe, but these words are very powerful. The energy behind the words are very powerful. The intent is powerful. And to me, in this community of MCHS, it's bonding. You know, it makes us, in a way, part of that I think a special kind of family. I know that we're a human family, a universal family, but I love these ceremonies, Doug, and I want to thank you for them. I appreciate them very much.
Well, you as well. That was, obviously these things that we do are, everybody's involved in them. I mean, the ideas, the concepts, the implementation, and so forth. And, you know, they are a reminder. Perhaps some folks in the world might think them as a bit, I don't know, quirky, but there's all kinds of religions that have their ceremonies, and the one thing I like about...
Big pointy hats are quirky.
Yeah, they are too. But, you know, the thing about the rites and the ceremonies that we do four of them, you know, the solstices and the equinoxes. And what we do them for is to just say, hey, let's stop for a moment, think about things, send out some positive energy, be grateful, you know, show that deliberate intent in a positive way, remember who you are, where you're going, where you've been, and make it good. Make it, you know, whatever you're going to do, be a good one.
Well, again, I want to thank you, Doug. And you know, I want to thank everyone at MCHS and the people in the chat and, the, you know, our listeners and the school, the IMHS, for letting me in, letting me be a part of your lives and coming into your homes via your computers, very private place computers are. And I'm very grateful. I don't take that lightly. I think that it's an extraordinary thing that's been happening in this past year or two, and in this year especially, to be a part of MCHS and your lives. You know, we come into your life and we take it responsibly, but it's with a tremendous amount of love that we share ourselves, and mm-hmm. gradually, as you know, as we continue to grow, we welcome your participation. We welcome your input. So, you know, again, this being a very special time for me to say my gratitude and my thanks to all of you.
And I echo your words too, because, you know, when I founded the church and the school, gosh, over a year and a half ago, it hasn't been all that long ago, you know, I didn't know any of the folks that are here with me tonight. Well, save one, Kathy, I've known for several years. But I didn't know any of you. And I've met so many wonderful people as a result of this. And that's special to me. You know, I appreciate that. You know, I've got some pretty brilliant students. And
yeah.
I love that. I mean, they inspire me. And their attitude. If you were a student listening, you inspire me. Your attitude, your resilience, your tenacity, your positive
creativity.
Well, that too, for sure. But your positive intent on what you want to do with what you're learning, that is remarkable. It's special, and it has done a lot to re-inspire me about humanity. It really has. It's there are so many good people out there, so many people who just want, you know, the world to be a peaceful place and are doing their part to affect the people in their within their sphere of influence in a positive way. And that's what we need. All these spheres of influence to kind of start overlapping, and then we'll get the peace. Then we'll get the things that we're all searching for.
You know, I'd like to just a little moment here to give a special thanks to John Hightower, who is with us every week, making the commitment. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big deal in our world to make that commitment. And so thank you so much, John. And,
yes.
You know, we very frequently see Catherine and Shauna and... you know, there's a few numbers up there we don't know, but Manisha started joining us. And, of course, we have Jerrica, who comes to us from the Philippines, who joins in. And if we can just say, you know, a special, you know, thanks to all of them, because, you know, you're starting to be the backbone of something new and extraordinary that MCHS represents. So it's awesome.
And that's excellent too. You know, John is there every week, and behind the scenes, we don't get a lot of call-ins, but we get one every now and then. And of course, we always invite call-ins on most of our shows, but he is there, and I appreciate that as well. I appreciate all those who join us every week. Dare I say, religiously?
Dare to use that word.
I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate that. One of the reasons we changed to Wednesday nights was to try to encourage more, try to find a better time slot. Don't know if it's working as well, but it takes time. And so we're trying to plan shows that involve other guests, different topics. So if you've got a topic you'd like us to consider, we're all ears. Just email us at admin at mchschurch.org. You can also contact us via the website mchschurch.org, and we'd be happy to consider those topics.
You know, I would just like to add one more thing in here before we close for the evening, Doug, is that December 25th, I do call the Day of Light, and I appreciate that there is a certain quiet on the earth, mm-hmm. and that there is a certain peacefulness, and I do take opportunity of that day to just be still. I try to make it a still day, not to mention nothing's open. But
that helps.
Yeah, but it really is a quiet day. It sounds strange, you know, being as intuitive as I am sometimes, it can be alarming, but because I can hear the world. I can hear the quiet of the world. It feels quiet. Yes, we could call that psychological or something too, but it does feel different to me. The energy feels different. And, you know, for a long time, I would very sarcastically say it's the day that, you know, all those religious folks put down their weapons, you know, thank God. And again, that thank God. I spell God G-A-W-D, by the way.
Really? I spell it D-O-U-G.
That's fine.
I'm just kidding.
it's that a quiet day, and I love that peacefulness. It is a time for family, and for what it's worth, I hope they do continue to have this unilateral global agreement for a day of peace. It's remarkable if we can do that. So if people can tune into the energy of that day, we've got a few days left, you know, over the next 4 days. I know that it's important to some Christians, but even the non-Christians, tune into the day. It's really beautiful. It is. So.
Good point. And, you know, as we wrap up tonight's show a little bit early to focus on our ceremony, I also want to tell you, Vicki, thank you for all the help, the work you've done with the church and with the school, and you know, FYI, you know, Vicki's got a new course on Native American spirituality coming up here in coming out here in January, so be looking for that if you're a student. And again, thanks to everybody for all your support. Please tell your friends. If you are not a member of the church or not enrolled in the school, please visit us, mchschurch.org. And the school site is metaphysicsinstitute.org. We'd love to have you as part of us. Thanks to all those who are not live with us tonight, but part of the staff and part of the alumni and everybody. We just appreciate everything. Hope you have
Thanks.
A good week. Next week we'll be talking about the power of thought. And the first week in January, we'll be talking about the infamous 2012.
Happy solstice, everyone.
Yes,
Thank
indeed.
Thank you very much.
Have a great time, a great week with your families. Good night, everyone.